Good morning, 7:50 here on the Mighty 690, joined by City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Fine. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on. So we do have a meeting tonight, so let's get into the agenda here.
You bet. Well, the consent agenda is there's an execution of an agreement, and that's for our meter project. Of course, some refer to as AMI. I'm still old school. It's the meter project. And then, of course, we have appropriations, which we pay bills. I think Commissioner York always kind of outlines what they're going for. The largest part of those, especially when you hear a number of $5.9 million, you sit there, where is that coming from? It's part of a payment process for electric. And, of course, everything is, but we don't, I guess you want to say it's comes in and then goes out. And that's why that large number. But, of course, that has our bills in it also. We have comments from citizens, which, like I've always said, citizens are welcome. The City Commission listens to them. We can only approve if you come and help us. And, you know, we can't do some things, but we can do others. But it is one of those, your voice is always necessary because we can only improve by hearing what's going on. It is one of those then in public hearings. We have in a presentation, and I'm going to just take a little bit of this, it's envision the possibilities, and that's what we're calling the sales tax initiative. To explain, at the beginning of this year, we started collecting the sales tax that was repurposed from what it had been for 20 years. That was divided up. This portion that we receive is between parks, downtown, and housing. And it is one of those that first you have to collect it. We're at a point now that we can start all programs and still go through each month for the remainder of the year. But we can offer those. And that's what this presentation is going to talk about. Sycamore Park is the first park. You will start seeing equipment show up. You'll start seeing a lot of things that will be happening. Housing programs. This is just our local incentive. It is one of those. We've designed a couple of those programs. One, Paint the Town, which assists people in painting their houses, and each one has a budget, so we got to collect it and we got to follow that, but it will renew each year. But then you have two programs, weatherization and emergency assistance for senior citizens and disabled. So those are kind of neat things that we'll talk about, and that's just in housing. In downtown, there's grants and incentives to bring back those buildings downtown and to make an effort to bring back downtown. So I'll get into that tonight, explaining that.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, we go to old business. And this is just an ordinance. It is the second reading. It was last, and it just changes to the wastewater utility. And, of course, then you have the city manager's report, and then you have comments from commissioners and staff. But anyway, that's for tonight. And, of course, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall and go down through the customer service entrance door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and you'll take that to the second floor. Then that's where the commission meeting's at.
All right. Well, very good. Mr. Hall, now that kind of switching gears a little bit, now that the grievance process has wrapped up with the fire union and everything, is there anything you'd like to share on this topic?
Well, yes. And I'm pleased to report that the grievance filed on 3/15/2023 by the IAFF relating to the hazmat pay has been withdrawn. or settled between the city and the IAFF. The city stands by a 16-year payroll procedure established in 2006. As evident throughout the grievance process, the city would continue to pay the 16-year payroll procedure that the IAFF wished to change. The payroll coding remains the same, and the Coffeyville Fire Department resubmitted their hazmat response pay according to the original 16-year procedure. As you're aware, staff and commissioners chose not to speak on the issue publicly, rather let the process move forward as spelled out in the labor agreement, work through the complaint while allowing administration the opportunity to investigate the issues, work together with the IAFF to find a resolution to the problem if practical, or allowing the IAFF the opportunity to forward the grievance on for a binding arbitration. The entire situation boils down to the city informing the firefighters and the firefighters union that going forward, the city would not allow fire personnel to input double pay for hazmat responses due to the fact that if equal hours are not backed out of regular hours worked, it would result in personnel actually receiving triple pay for such incidents. The city explained on multiple occasions that personnel can input the regular duty hours at the appropriate class and can also input in an additional straight time pay for the hours worked on any approved hazmat responses. This has been the practice for the majority of the 16 years that the city has participated in the hazmat program. This allows the city to more accurately track expenses for reimbursements from the state. This isn't a win or even a loss to the IAFF or the city, but more of a clarification of the 16-year procedure that the city is in no way obligated to pay the IAFF anything other than their contractual wage at the appropriate rate of straight time, overtime, or callback time. The IAFF agreement does not speak to the reference of hazmat response pay. The city has not only the right, but also the responsibility to maintain processes for accounting of payroll, regardless of what IAFF believes. And that's just a summary of what the agreement was about. And we do. We have always contended that it is if this procedure, which is followed for 16 years, that the city has no objection, but a grievance was filed wishing to change that 16-year process. So anyway, that kind of hope brings up to this. It is something that is part of a union process that is spelled out in the agreements that you have to go through. And that's why the commission has been silent on it to let that process work.
All right. Well, sir, I appreciate you sharing that information for us and breaking that down. And I'm glad that, you know, we've got some of it hopefully behind us. And, of course, you know, we'll see where everything goes from here. But we do appreciate you sharing that info for
us. You bet. In Coffeyville, it is one of those. We're moving forward. You've been through so much, and floods and everything like that. And it is one of those, there's a whole lot of goodness coming, and Coffeyville citizens do deserve that. You're good people.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you.
All right, City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690.